This is episode 1633. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for getting ready to meditate. Congratulations to you if you have followed along with this week's series with the theme of a recipe for gratitude. This is the final episode in our seven-part series. If you are just joining us, you can go back and listen through the series or stay right where you are. And in today's episode, you will discover the final ingredient for a recipe of gratitude. And you'll discover a technique to help feel more open and expansive. And this is how you feel when you cultivate gratitude. The ingredients for gratitude we've explored this week have included right attitude, where you put your focus, your thoughts, and your energy towards whatever it is you're wanting to achieve in your life, not waiting passively for that to come to you, but rather consciously engaging in the emotions you want to feel. And this is very important when you sit down to meditate, because many times people will feel like if they're sitting down getting ready to meditate, well, meditation should just be happening to them. But it doesn't work quite like that. When you sit down to meditate, actively engage yourself in feelings of peace, or, as in the case of this week, feelings of gratitude. So have the right attitude when you are seeking feeling grateful. The other ingredient is, not surprisingly, meditation. When you have a ritual such as meditation, this brings you from the periphery of whatever is happening in your life, distractions, overwhelm, to your center, to that place of inner stillness, which is your true inner nature. You also explored the concept of seva or dharma, where you do what needs to be done. You help where you're needed, and you contribute actively to improving the world around you. The next ingredient for gratitude is to review your day at the end of each day, to look back over how you spent your day and why you did the things you did. Looking for stress triggers, looking at areas where you could improve. It's the study of yourself, fine-tuning yourself each day. The next ingredient was putting regrets and even longings behind you. With regret, acknowledging that it happened, accepting it, and knowing you can do better and moving on, but not allowing regrets to stop you in your tracks from growth. And in longings and desires, these stem from your ego. And when you can let go of longings and egos and be satisfied with what is right there before you in this moment now, you begin to experience gratitude on a deep level. So the final ingredient for your recipe for gratitude is satsang, the concept of fellowship with like-minded individuals. And when you do satsang, you allow yourself to become part of something bigger than yourself with the right kind of people. It's a way for you to ground yourself in your values and beliefs with others who also are like-minded with you. There's a saying that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So focus on spending your time with people who will enhance your life in some way. And take care to be very conscious of being with people who uplift you. You might want to be with people who might inspire you, maybe for reasons that don't necessarily uplift you. So try to be with people who lift you up, who make you better than you are. So this is your recipe for gratitude. I hope you can even add to it with your own ingredients. Get ready to settle yourself down and begin your meditation. Know that the full guided meditations are on our Sip and Om meditation app. We have it on Android and the iOS Apple version. You can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free, access to the whole app for 2 weeks. And the app offers you a journal, a weekly journal customized for the week's theme, and a guide with the different meditation techniques that you can use as a cheat sheet to do a technique or two as you get ready to meditate, or right in the midst of your day when you're feeling stressed. So when you meditate today, focus on gratitude in your life. Focus on the people in your life who make you a better person, and send out gratitude to these people. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.